Yeah, Martin Luther King Day. It just seems like the appropriate topic would be anti-discrimination law, fair housing, and the ability of everybody to be treated equally in terms of applications for rental, for housing, which is not always the case. There continues to be discrimination on the part of landlords, on the part of sellers, and on the part of realtors, sometimes deliberate, sometimes just subconsciously that it happens. And so this is a day to reflect upon how you can sometimes almost unconsciously discriminate against individuals, whether it's on the basis of any of the federal or state classifications, which include race, religion, color, national origin, age, sex, height, weight, familial status, or marital status. And then in 42 or 43 communities in Michigan, maybe even more now, they have, there's discrimination on the basis of source of income. And Jackson also has one which prohibits discrimination on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation. And so landlords ought to be cognizant of what all of
and realtors
are. And realtors and sellers. Sellers aren't immune either. There are a couple of very limited exemptions, but you got to know what those limited exemptions are. And I will say that discrimination on the basis of race in any real estate transaction, whether it's a sale or a lease, is strictly prohibited.